After a year of negotiations between the White House and state attorneys general, 49 states, with Oklahoma the lone holdout, have signed an agreement with five major banks. Here's U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder today.
In addition to addressing many of the most egregious mortgage loan servicing abuses that our investigations have uncovered, this agreement establishes significant new homeowner protections to help prevent future misconduct. It also provides substantial financial assistance to victim borrowers.
The banks are Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. They account for over half of all mortgages. Colin Barr is banking editor for The Wall Street Journal. Colin, to homeowners first. Who gets helped by this?
Well, there are three groups that get helped. You have borrowers who are underwater, which is to say that they owe more on their mortgage than their house is worth. That group of borrowers, I guess I should say, would qualify for a refinancing. There are also people who have lost their home to foreclosure, and they can receive cash payments if they were foreclosed between 2008 and 2011. And those people would be expected to receive cash of up to $1,500 to $2,000.
Right. And then the third group?
These people are behind on payments. They're at imminent risk of default. And so the idea is to keep more people in their homes by providing assistance, such as reducing interest rates. So there's a broad group of people who could be affected by this. One of the things about this settlement right now is it's not absolutely clear how many people are going to apply and how many are going to qualify. So we don't know exactly how many people this will apply to.
Right. And we do know, though, from past reporting on this, that it's a drop in the bucket of homeowners. But the hope is that this will move towards what the White House has hoped for a long time, which is the banks doing refinancing and lowering interest rates on homeowners. I want to touch on the groups that you mentioned. The group that was foreclosed, we understand that they might be getting some assistance because in those years, 2008 to 2011, banks were doing things like robo-signing, you know, going through documents without paying attention to them and forcing some people into foreclosure that perhaps shouldn't have been.
I think that's right. I think that the investigations of this situation showed that the banks were not following all the rules, not following all the applicable laws when they were going through the foreclosure process. I think in terms of finding a huge number of wrongful foreclosures, I don't think that we've necessarily seen that. And so I think that's part of the thing about a settlement like this that's going to be unsatisfactory to many different people. I think there are a lot of people who are going to say, I lost my home, I don't feel that like I was dealt with fairly, and a payment of this size is not going to make up for that. By the same token, I think there are people on the other side of that debate who will say, well, you know, the banks may not have you know, dotted every I and crossed every T, but the actual number of people who lost their homes due to the bank's errors is actually not a huge number, and so why do we need to have a settlement of this size? So it's sort of an intractable debate.
Well, and as some of the sides on that debate move on, and the new bottom line are urging states to hold out for a big criminal investigation and a bigger payout, but at least one consumer advocacy group, the Center for Responsible Lending, has said this deal, it's not a silver bullet, but it, as we said, it leaves room to hold banks accountable in other mortgage probes. You know, this sort of sets a precedent. And that reminds us that some of the states, Massachusetts is one, were holding out because they were worried about what immunity would go along with the deal. Do we know what immunity banks got in the deal?
Banks already face a substantial amount of litigation on this issue. That doesn't necessarily make people who have been foreclosed on feel any better. But there's already a large number of civil cases, you know, pending on various aspects of mortgage-related issues, things like mortgage securitization, which is when the banks take loans and package them into bonds that investors can buy. And one of the things that we know about the settlement is that it does not preclude cases being brought in that area. In terms of criminal cases, I mean, one of the things we've seen about this entire financial crisis is it's very difficult to prove intent, to prove that people intentionally did things that led to others' losses.
Yeah. I have to ask you about the other aspect of the agreement, establishing significant new homeowner protections in the future. Robo-signing is already illegal. So what are the protections in the future?
Well, I think it gives the states the power to regulate. Because the attorneys general are involved, one of the things that they want to do is they want to say, look, we're policing this.
Colin Barr, banking editor for The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.